AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hours before the Republican presidential candidates debate in Miami tonight, President Obama had his own take on the GOP race so far.
I think it is very important for them to reflect on what it is about the politics they've engaged in that allows the circus we've been seeing to transpire.
He rejected talk that his governing style helps stoke the GOP flames. The president also says he plans to move quickly to nominate a Supreme Court justice. The AP's Mark Smith reports Obama is not giving up hope of a vote in the Senate.
The president says he's seeking someone with impeccable credentials and who in the past would have been confirmed easily.
Not even be questioned as qualified for the court.
This time around, Republicans haven't flinched in their vow to ignore any nominee. At a news conference with visiting Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Obama said that still could change.
My hope is that cooler heads will prevail.
Perhaps, he says, when people reflect on the stakes involved in further politicizing the nation's highest court. Mark Smith at the White House.
There will be a state dinner at the White House tonight for Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. A second round of heavy rain is soaking northern Louisiana. At least three people have died. 16 Louisiana parishes have been declared a state of emergency. Rain has pummeled parts of Oklahoma, Texas, Tennessee, and Arkansas. Officials at the Los Angeles Zoo believe a wild mountain lion that prowls a nearby park is responsible for the mauling death of a koala at the zoo. Authorities in New Mexico are searching for a convicted murderer and another violent inmate who escaped from a prisoner transport van. A mixed bag of corporate earnings reports and another drop in crude oil prices sent stocks mixed. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrials finished down 5 points. This is AP Radio News. Germany's Federal Criminal Police thinks files containing personal data of members of the Islamic State group are authentic. The AP's David Rising reports this could be a huge break in the search for militants.
These were basically questionnaires that asked 23 questions of recruits as they were being inducted into the Islamic State. It includes nationals from at least 51 countries, according to media reports, and they were obtained on the Turkey-Syria border.
Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says any media outlet that has names and numbers should publish them. A man in Fayetteville, North Carolina, is charged with punching a protester at a Donald Trump rally. The arrest was made after a video surfaced, taken by Ronnie Rouse.
This guy comes all the way across his robe and punches him in the face in front of two police officers that are standing beside and behind him, with six officers standing in front of him.
Rakeem Jones says he was being escorted out by several deputies when he got hit. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.